That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim with wonders and miracles and promising, Varastich li lo'ilam, you will be betrothed to me forever. From now on in, we are the chosen people. And now they are only set aside, unique to Hashem, and not to any other causation. We're now Hashem's avodim, we're not avodim to other avodim. That means we are exclusively focused and driven by our relationship with Hashem. That's the vault of the Erusin. The vault of the Erusin, what we call Kedushin, is that you are now set aside exclusively for the Chosim. We now are exclusive to Hashem and no other Goyrim whatsoever. Obviously, the Bechiru remains. We'll discuss that. You still have a Bechiru to put yourself under other Goyromim. Essentially, we are totally focused and driven by Hashem, and we're not Meshubad by anything else. For, that's the Erusin. The third Slav is Achupa. Ashlava Shili, who Shlav Achupa, who Mamber Asinai, Shibonema, Vyayud Hashem and Har Sinai. That's the path we're on the way to at the moment. That's the journey we're on at the moment from Pesach to Shavuos via Sfiras HaOmer. And that's Vyayud Hashem al Har Sinai. Kachosana Yotzili Kras Kala. Rashi there says, Vyayud Hashem al Har Sinai. Rashi says, Kachosana Yotzili Kras Kala. Kachosan coming out to meet his Kala. According to Bochum, Kabiyochon Nosen Gam Tabat Kiddushin of Klal Yisrael. It was also a Tabat Kiddushin. Hashem gave us a ring, so to speak. Elohein Luchas Abris, Asor Dibu Shein Tamsis Kolater Kulay. The Luchos, the Shnei Luchot Abrit, was the ring. And that's the essence of the entire Torah is in the Esedibus. Gemoshim Okumo Shemagala Es Oznenu Amreinu Bitzak Isaac Chovazatzal. I never understood anything he said. He was a Talmud of the Amenem Uvakim of the Vilna Goyim, Kabbalah especially, one of the main spokesmen of the Goyim's Kabbalah. Very difficult stuff. But I'll read what it says here. Trying to understand a little bit. That is the very powerful and strong connection that Hashem Kadesh Yisrael to him as an Arusa at Matan Torah. This is the Nimshal is the marshal of a ring that is placed on the finger. So that's the relationship that comes by the luchos. The ten dibros were engraved. It was done by etzpe elokim. The nos namu barach l'Israel ala etzpe, and it was given to Klal Israel on the finger, whatever that means. Moshe Nema, Bnei Shamu Amri Mitzvaisa, etc. Kshorim al etzboisecha kosvam av luach libecha. That's a pasuk in Mishlei, there he makes the hekesh between those two words. Kshorim al etzboisecha, bind them to your finger, kosvam write them al luach libecha. It's in the Siach Yitzchok, if you want to go look at it, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chove. Ma'amar HaChupa Hazeh Mugda Musa HaPaiten in the Shavuos Machzor, the Paiten there describes the Ma'amar HaChupa, this Ma'amar HaChupa that took place on Shavuos. Elyonim Sosu V'tachtoinim Ozu V'kabolos Torah K'suvim Misinai Toa Kala Ma'od Misale. There you see, again, we're talking about the higher worlds and the lower worlds are celebrating Tugvalas HaTorah that was written on Sinai, and there it is, Toa Kala Ma'od Ne'ala, the Toa, the features, the face of the color was very, very elevated, very beautiful. There again, the reference to Har Sinai being something to do with the Chuppah. The Kabbalah Yom Zeh Asaros HaDibros. On this day that they received the ten commandments. Fine, that's some of the sources where we see that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai is something to do with the chuppah, with the ring, with the etzba, with the color. There's ramazim there. Obviously, very deep things taking place here, but I'm just going to work with what we have. Okay. The fascinating shtickle here, on a not well understood event that everybody knows about. Chazal Oimrim, the one Shabbos of Peches, the Gemara says like this. I'm an Asina, sorry, remind me, Mira, Kodesh Bochum, Tapalem, Akigigis. Well, Malem, Kodesh Bochum took the mountain, placed it over Klal Yisrael, and said to them, Ima Tamakabal Mesa Torah Muta, if you'll accept the Torah, all well and good. Vimla, Sham Tiek Furosa, there you will be buried. What it says there? It should say, yeah, okay. Mishanus Ashaila, bigger question. But do I have Tsarich Lakosalem Akigigis? Well, what do you have to put a gun against them and say, if you take the Torah good, it's not going to blow your brains out?
I probably have it on this one. I'll send it to Hashem
you. Hashem comes to you and says, you want the Torah. You don't ask him what's written in it. You say, fine, whatever you say, we'll do it. We'll understand, do it. Whatever you say, Hashem, we're on board. Hashem says, it's not going to kill you. One second, I just said, I'll take it. It's fine. What's going on here? And not just we said Nasa Venish on Duazak, maybe never heard us. I mean, Nasa Venish was a major, major event. Three Qatarim and who was Makalib, the secrets of Malachim know these secrets. He said, Nasa Venish, what's with Mark Agigis? I'm a Khalim Kabbalah, it's a Thurivim, came up, do I a Tsarich, Lishtamesh Bakfil, you have to force us for? He said, yes. So there are many answers to this question, but he brings a Maralia that is Mamash dazzling. Listen to this. Amaral Navair al Pia Midrash, Kodesh Baruch Hu Ratza,
wait a second, please.
Letet the Keshin Usuin Ze, Toikev Shalay Yoichel, the Shalchel Kol Yomov.
Did you hear Rabbi Kornfeld's
Pasha? Yeah, we saw this last week, Friday, we saw this, and we want to expand on this. When Kodesh Baruch Hu entered into the relationship with Klal Yisrael, it had to be in such a way that there's no room for divorce. There can't be a Tain of Mekach divorce because you took them on Memte Sharei Tumah. So to Yah, the Maharal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the marriage, so to speak, that took place at Asinai, to be one of onus, to be one of kfir. If it's a kfir, then it fits into the guarantee of Lo Yoichel L'Shalchel Kol Yomov. Can't send her away ever. B'shem Sheh Onus, Ein Yoichel L'Shalech Es Hanosoi Kol Yomei Chav. Someone who's Ma'anus, a woman, he has to take her
home. About 5 in 1 minute.
Send her away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kapalem HaKigigis. That's the Maharal. You have to build shoulders to make a statement like that. Am Yisrael Nasa Ki Ve'ochal Anu Sosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eini Yoichel L'Shalchem Me'al Panov Kol Yomov. And why did he keep chatting? I mean, it needs a Hezbollah because it still came after Nasa Ve'Nishma. There was a willingness. So how does Anus come after a willingness? They were willing. There was no question of a willing that changed their mind, and therefore you have to put on kfir. They were willing. They said, "Nice finish, but they never changed that." So how does the kfir hakigigis turn you into anusa when you're still willing? I don't know. But that's what he says. Gam bezman galuteinu lo poto otana kodesh baruch hu begid peturin. Even in our worst galus, and we've been in a long, difficult galus, the kodesh baruch hu never ever gave us a get. The din is a woman, it's not even exactly like this, but it's a woman whose husband's gone overseas and she's waiting for him to come back. We're waiting, we know we're still Am Sugula, and we're always waiting for Hashem's Yeshua's, and we're waiting for him to be Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem. The only problem I have with this is that Hashem says, Vani Imcha Betzor, Hashem goes into Golas with us. Not exactly like a Baila whose husband's gone to Medina Sayyam, she's left alone, he's gone away, she's waiting for him to come back. He's with us in the Tzor all the time, he goes into Golas with us. So it's not be duped, but I'm not gonna get picky here, but I'm just making an observation that the relationship isn't quite like that. The relationship is Hashem's with us, we just don't seem so clearly. If you want to see him, he's available to be seen. ובאיסיפה מהרל לבאר, שעונה זו, זה, לא נעשה בעיון כפי אדוב ומובן כפשוטה. Another aspect of מהרל adds in here, which may answer the one question that I asked, and that is like this. שעונה זה, לא נעשה בעיון כפי שאדוב ומובן כפשוטה. The simple understanding here is that Hashem threatened us. He took a mountain, he put it over our heads and said, you need to take the Torah, I'm going to dump this on your head. And you'll be buried there where the mountain lands on you. He said, that's not how it happened. אלא שמעבר הסיני היה כל נזקוף, ורוימון וגילו לעין. The revelation at Sinai was such a unbelievable, elevated, spiritual moment. Moment שבו החוסן גילה את עליוני סוד, ואז מה שהוא יוכל לעשות במצרים, כשיש ים, סוף, במעבר הסיני, ולחוסן revealed himself completely. He showed his power, he showed his strength, he showed his beauty, he showed his unbelievable love and dedication to a color that was zolente sharetuma. אז כלל ישראל רואה גילוי מן הרואים, עצומי ונשגובים עד מאוד. כלל ישראל were exposed to unbelievable revelations, unbelievable insights, unbelievable. We know that at Asina, the moment was so powerful that the neshamas were sucked, were drawn towards Asina, and they got shot back, whatever it was, 40 passes, 200 passes, I don't know exactly what it was. It's not that the neshamas got blown out of their bodies. When Hashem revealed himself in the mountain, the neshamas were magnetized towards the mountain, and the bodies got shot back. So this was an unbelievable event, an unbelievable revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As at Shevla Yoichu, Shelo Yiknis Lesu. How do you say no in such a situation? It's a bit like there's a big tumult with the Malachim. Do the Malachim have Bechira or not? So there are shittas at all that the Malachim have Bechira, but they can never use it because they're so close to Hashem, and they see the truth so clearly that it's as if they didn't have Bechira.
Wasn't it?
You can't not do the Rotzon Hashem, because when you see Hashem clearly, you have to not do the Rotzon Hashem. So the same thing, yeah. The kfir wasn't a gun against your head, and if you do it, I'm going to, and if you're not, then I'm going to whack you. The revelation was so clear that it was as if the Bechira was taken away, and that's why they were kfir. Well, they were kofu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gilu es atzmon begilu shelo haya kamoiso, v'shenema, not for learning with our training, but for who you feed me. The high world, the low world, it was all one thing. Hashem hitzi oi samim emte sharikuma. Hashem took us out of emte sharikuma. Because emte yoyim, em egiyo le emte sharikudusha. Well, in 49 days, they were back on emte kudusha. The Medrages Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, that's Adam Rishon before the Chet. The Matzav Zeh, hey, my, you shikurim me'avis Hashem. Drunk with love of Hashem, completely besotted. Chazal Mavarim is a posuk, Havienu el Beis Hayayin. The posuk, Havienu el Beis Hayayin. So the Midrash in the Midbar Rabbah says like this. It's talking about a big storehouse of wine. Zeh Sinai. It's talking about Sinai. V'matzav zeh enev shurut al Bechira. There's no chance of Bechira. Ein gam yecholot shiput. Klal Yisrael rotsu achrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich Abba Ozer. Israel ran off the Kodesh Baruch Hu with a powerful, powerful love. ולא היה להם רצון כלשהו לחזור לשלפלוניס הקודמס פריך כדי שיבו גופון אברוכני. They couldn't go back to the lower life that they were leading before, even if they wanted to. They had no rotson to, they couldn't. When they were exposed to the ultimate revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu revealing himself, so Klal Yisrael was completely besotted, taken away with Avod Hashem like a drunkard. So the marshal the Midrash is using here is like a drunkard who's left alone in the wine house, in the winery, and that was Klal Yisrael at Sinai. So the Kapal Em HaKagigis, the Maharal is revealing to us here, was the Metzias. It was the Metzias here of no Bechira. The revelation was so great you couldn't not do it. Ula, however, the Neichach Kvarim Eilu Nishal is Shaila. If it's true that at this point we didn't have Bechira, as a commons Klal Yisrael, then Nusim HaYisim Yitoch Kfir Va'onus, Hashem achieved what he wanted, we were Nusim, therefore he can never ever throw us out. Im Kain, Amnav Metzad HaChosen, HaNusim Hayim Nusim Mukhlotim, Uvala Tokev Rav, Ad Shetokim Ru Lo Yoichel L'Shalchel Kol Yomo. Tape the Chosen, this is a valid marriage, and there's this inbuilt aspect of he can't send us away forever. ולא מצד הקלה הרי לא יש כאן הסכומה בבדי הברורים מתוך בחיר החופשיס. The kala ya was forced into it. She should have a child. She didn't have bechiriya. ואם כן, כיצד ניתן לגרום לכך שגם מצד הקלה נשואים אלה נחשוב על נשואים גמורים. How is this a proper נשואים? נשואים requires das. It requires a skoma. There was no skoma yet. It was kfir. It was onus. It wasn't an onus of a mountain over your head and threatened, but it was still an onus.
Well, what's that case he's talking about earlier when you can force a woman and so that you can't divorce her? What is that practically?
That's the Gedolei Drabonim. Midaraisa, you can give a get to a woman per force. Rabbeinu Gershom made it the Kana.
Marry her per force, so you can't divorce her.
That's an onus. That's a din Torah. That when a woman, when you anus a woman, you have to take her as a wife, and you can never divorce her. She can say no. She can say, I don't want to be married to you. She doesn't have to go into the marriage. He's forced into a marriage where he can never send her away. But she if she wants to go into this marriage, she has to want it. She has to choose.
So then how is he forcing her if she wants it?
You can't force her into the marriage. You never force a woman to get married.
So I don't understand. I just said you're going to force her so you can't divorce her.
No. If you're an honest woman, right? You have relations with a woman against the will. Honest. What we call today, well, it's not a good translation, what we call today rape, let's say. So now the law is you have to marry her, and once you marry her, you can't divorce her. That's after the event, after the rape. However, she doesn't have to say yes to the marriage, but once she said yes to the marriage, you can't ever divorce her. Mm. It's you stuck, not her. However, if she says I'm not interested, so then she's not interested, she has to go into that marriage willingly. Over here, the question he's asking is, where was the Bechira, the tzad of the Kaleya? She was forced. It's not the classic case of onus where there's an anusa, and then we call the guy and say, okay, listen, you're a minus a woman, you have to marry her. Yeah, the onus and the marriage kind of seems to have taken place at the same time where she didn't have a Bechira. So let's see what she says. What are you doing up so early on a Sunday morning, Tom? What's the time in South Africa now? 8 o'clock? Michi?
9 o'clock.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Okay, but it's still early on a Sunday morning. But said it's okay. Fine.
Rav, Shad, what Merod said though?
Sorry?
The onus that happened at Har Sinai was the onus aspect was that Klal Yisrael so much wanted it that they didn't have a choice. They saw so much of the Gilui of Hashem that that was so it wasn't Merotzon. It was Merotzon through an onus scenario, like as if it was more like a seduction than a forced thing, if you know what I mean. So there was an aspect of Rotzon inside the cup.
You're right. I have a question that's bothered me. There's two questions. First of all, there was an Asir Nishma. There was a Rotson before they went completely out of their minds and couldn't say no anymore. When they said Asir Nishma, they had Bechira then, right? That was before the Gilui.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what happened to that. And your question. I don't know what to do with your question. Here's a different Teretz. The question. You're right. If that's the case, then we don't have a Kasha. So then that's done. That's taking care of the kasha. Here's a teretz here, which is okay. Let's see. It's bothered me for a long time. I had a list of things that I was going to discuss with him. As we learned the story, we wrote questions down. This is one of them, and unfortunately, we can't ask him. So I'll stay with the tzarichi of Menachinam. Yeah. Okay, so, but what you've just done is you've taken away the question. The question doesn't start. It's not that we've answered the question. There's no question. There was Bechira, yeah, and there was Rotson, if you look at the picture. So therefore, I don't have to come up with the Teretz. He's staying with the Kashan, he's coming up with the Teretz. Okay, So it says like this, Atshumul HaKachi, Oysa Chupa, Shehitchila B'maam B'da Sinai, Adayin Mamshich HaKol HaYomen, Ad LeYom HaNizkav, Shebo Yizkayim HaDivra HaNovi, Hoyshe, V'aristicha Li Lohi, Lomastich Li, B'tzerek Mishpat, B'chesed, B'rachem, V'aristich Li, B'muna V'datis Hashem. This is a long, one long process of chuppah. The process that started at Sinai continues today until we'll eventually get to the final day where the Navi predicts where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finally take us up and then we'll know Hashem. So what does this mean? In other words, the nisun that we have up to now is not sholem. It'll come to us as shloma there. Relationship, eternal relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem, the 3,300 years of this chuppah that we're talking about, it's not considered a very long chuppah. Most people can't survive Sheva Brochas. It's already too long. We're talking about a chuppah lasting 3,300 years. So, and he says that that's not considered long. Why? Because our relationship with Hashem is eternal. 3,300 years against the backdrop of eternity is a pinprick. Over this 3,300-year period, particularly the 2,000 years of Golos, the Chosin and Kala continually revealed to each other. Specifically, we'll see as we go ahead the different stages of history, where it was the Chosin being Megala, and in this stage of history, the 2,000 years of Ikved Mashiach, it's where the Kala Dafki is showing the seriousness to get married and to be married. But that's a process that's going to go through the entire Golos, and to verify and to show that we're serious about it. We take haskama malei muchletes with total haskama. The nimtza im kain shehim sham chus hatakuf mechazekas is keshan asuim. This ongoing period of this long chuppah, this process we're in, is strengthening the nisuim. We will see now how this relates to Jewish history and how this relates to the Golos that we're in. It was an enormous chizuk to the Golos also. So he says like this, the question that you asked about Shuman stays. I have a problem with that as well. Well, I'm going to carry going what he says, and I've got a note here, Tzarichi and Godel. Shinuch HaChomim in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says like this, Tanit Be'eliyahu, Sheishas Alpaim Shana Hayolom. This world, we know, is 6,000 years. Shnei Alpaim, the first 2,000 years was called Tohu, and the second 2,000 years is called Peira. And the third 2,000 years is what we're coming very much to the end. We've got 200 and something years left of that 2,000-year period. Is called Yemos HaMashiach. V'meshach alpaim shnois tohu hayo'elam shomo. The 2,000 years of tohu, the world will be desolate. Ma'az choto sholadim arishon ha'kosh boruch hu k'viyochel ibed esakala shaloi ad shegiu alpaim shnois teira. After Adam Arishon did what he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, lost his color. And as we know, the world went through a period where there was no one who was prepared to take on that responsibility until Avram came along. And that was the 2,000 years of Tov. At Shegei Alpaim Shnois Torah, HaMatchilim Avram Avinu, Shekoros Brisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaftiach Lo Lekaches Et Bonov, Shikalosa Shel Hashem Yisparach. Until Avram Avinu came along, entered into a covenant, and dedicated his children to this relationship. In the 2,000 years of Torah, the Chosin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealed his rots and his desire to take the color in Nisiyah. He functioned in relation to the Avos with open miracles. First of all, he revealed himself, he spoke to them, there was Nevuah, and he also did enormous miracles for them. We know from Chumash and from the Midrash, we come up Nisim, open miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to all the Avos in the Avos themselves, and all the way through the Shvatim down to Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ma'amar HaSinai, Ba'is Halicha B'Midbar, Ba'is Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Ba'isus Ma'amayusim Lachem Ekein, Ba'is Binias Ba'is HaMikdash, the miracles of the Ba'is HaMikdash, Ashos HaShchina B'Soichim, Asor HaNisim, Gluim B'Kol Yom, the miracles, the open revelations that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The world was filled with Nevuah. There were Nevi'im running all over the place. It was a world of Nevuah. It was a world of Gilui Shechina. And the Chosin, so to speak, was revealing himself in full glory. When the Chosin is showing you such dazzling, wonderful things about himself, so the Kala gets. I'm using our Loshon, he's speaking this in, you know, I'm just trying to make it real for us. It's a very low language I'm using here. The Kala couldn't say no. She was so dazzled and razzled by the glory of the Chosin that of course she said yes. Then comes what we're dealing with. Sham chal atafkit shel achal al akala. Now the roles are reversed. Atnesis ila lahayris es ritzoyne lagalus es haskamosim in nisuim. Now, if you want the color to really agree to the nisuim, so something has to change. Kolzman, the chosen is just this beautiful razzle dazzle, doing miracles and everything's great, and you're living on a covered, so you, of course you can't say no. So how do you reveal your desire to have the marriage? Beis Hamikdash Harav, Akala Yotzis mi Beis Hachosen Begolus Morav Akosha. The Beis Hamikdash gets destroyed. The color goes into a very dark, bitter Golus. Hine defas ad choyma al yedei soynei haromanim haadumim הנויצים, המוסלמים, הצלבנמים, האינפוזיציה, צהרסת ההפתת, הקומוניסטים, אשר באירופה, אשר הרוכני, שהתחילו לו, ומתחול על ידי טאבוס מערב, the whole list, the whole gamut of the dollars, starting with the Romans, going through the whole list, yeah, he has it, all of them, up to today, to the terrible, terrible, bitter gollus we're in at the moment, the gollus of assimilation, and enormous nisyonos. B'shanim eilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuv einu mitgaleh l'am Yisrael b'kol tifato. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not revealing himself to us in all his glory. Lehefach, al yomim eilu ne'emah v'yistati ponai mehem. Hashem says himself, I'll hide my face from you. Al yomim eim po kashim ad sheklad Yisrael sobe shachas n'chas v'lazov etpam l'gam. There are a lot of people out there that think Hashem's gone. No, chas v'chim, no, Hashem. והם אומרים, אל כי אין אלוקי בקרבי, יצאי מכל הצורס האלו, you know what we suffered this, because it's not Hashem, Hashem's not with us anymore. אז זהו, והזיו שהיו איתה את החוסן הופך לעם, the beauty, the glory that the חוסן revealed to us, it's gone, it's all just darkness now, it's terrible, terrible suffering, 2,000 years of Jewish suffering. שוב אין כל כפיר מצד השם יסברך, now there's no כפיר. You want to join this party? You want to become part of Klal Yisrael? No one's forcing you. You have bechira, yeah? Make difficult decision. Ask most people today if they found out they weren't Jewish with them a guy, yeah? That's not such a simple question to deal with. Now the color, that's us. We have this ability to choose to decide with bechira and with clarity. If you want to have this keshu with Hashem, you want to go back and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to have a relationship or not? Tov, we have to stop, I think, but maybe I'll just take one more minute and just finish this here, and we'll go back again. V'nigad lo isa tolus mochletes sha'isa leklal Yisrael b'midbar b'eretz Yisrael b'zman shebeis ha'migdash omad al tiloy ata klal Yisrael yoichal liyos atzmai. When we were in the Midbar, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, we were completely dependent on Hashem. In the Midbar, you couldn't go off and do your own thing. You wouldn't survive a day. We were completely dependent. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we were dependent. We saw clearly, there was no question. Now, a person could be independent. You could be Atzmai. Ad kedei kach shemasugul lachshov shachosem lo nimtzat klal chas v'chili. You would have to deal with Hashem. Hashem doesn't exist. I'm not interested in him anymore. I would have to deal with him. והנה דווקא בתוך מצב זה יכתירו כנגד כל גלי הים הזועפים, כנגד כל המשבורים בגלים הפויקטים הישראל. This is where Klal Yisrael showed its real beauty. Despite all the horrors that we've been through, we're still here, dedicated and committed, and showing that we want the relationship. הם יתעצו להחזיק מעמד לגולוסס האבוסם, העזה לחוסם, את רצוין המחנה ועמיתי לנסוע לו ליועס בא זוגי לאוי מעד זה יום הוס הקש המצחי בין כלל ישראל הקודש ברוך הוא. This is the essence of the eternal relationship we have with Hashem. קשר שכולו אבא, קשר שלו נמר כי עוזר כמו יש אבא, מים רבים לא יחלו לך בו יש אבא, ונוריס לא ישתפו. Excuse me. That's Shir Hashem. The no waters can extinguish the love that we have for Hashem, and this is where we reveal it, Mamash, in a very special way. Maybe we have another var just on the corona, this particular aspect of our golus. This is another dimension of the tzorah, of the suffering going through in this golus, where you have an ability to rededicate what's relationship to Hashem in a way you've never had before. The matzif is new, and that requires a new response, but that's on our subject now. Anyway, so that's clear what he's done here, just in structure. We have to go through this more. The 2,000 years of Torah is where the chosen made it impossible for us to say no, because it was such an unbelievable chosen and revealed to us. But that didn't give us a chance to show outside of the marriage. The 2,000 years of Golus, which according to, there are people that say that the Golus was the Chathil, it was designed from the beginning, not because we said we got sent to the Golus. We're going to Golus either way, because this 2,000 years is necessary for the color to dedicate herself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu unconditionally. The same as he took us when we went to Shari Tuma, we're taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, where he's not so benevolent, so to speak, to us. It doesn't appear that way, so therefore we can choose. Okay, Metz Hashem will continue this tomorrow. Nobody taking questions, comments, whatever. Wow, you're still out there.
Is another problem also that we kind of going in and out of this chuppah the whole time, like saying yes and no, saying yes and no.
Yeah, I'm talking about the sessions to work on our on ourselves. Connect, correct? We struggle, battle a bit all the time there in the chinami, 100%. That's the struggle and battle. We have it as we have a new Nisayan, we have to develop new skills, new tools, and new responses in order to build and get ourselves to the level back again where we say, yeah, we want. In the space of one moment, you're already in and you're out and out and in. That's the struggle. The interesting, Rav Huttner received a letter from a bocher who described the enormous ordeal he was going through, living what he called a double life. On one hand, I'm from and I'm this, but with such a knee, I'm doing all sorts of things. I'm struggling through Hutner. The Hutner replied back to him and said, that's not a double laugh. That's laugh. There's no dueling stuff. Opportunity is in the middle and it's tugged in different directions. And his job is to go off to the right one and not the wrong one. But yes, he's going to make mistakes and he's going to go off the wrong one and then he has to pick himself up, do tshuva and move forward. That's the human condition. You never get away from that. Nachinami, 100%. Yeah. That's why there's a thing called kiddur. That's why there is a thing called Elul Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sari Mei Tshuva, Sukkot. That's the whole understanding that built into the world is the fact that we're human. And we have these two pulls, and as the Messiah Shalom says, you're involved in a war all the time. There's an ongoing battle here. Kol Zman we have a Yetzirah, because we need to have a Bechira. You're going to be having this battle. The job is to become more and more connected to your neshama and less connected to your guf. That's a lifetime's work.